Who are the Kardashians feuding with now? What did that little thug Justin Bieber do this time? Who's getting hitched? And who's headed for Splitsville? Hear the latest celebrity news and gossip every day on Entertainment Wrap-Up. The good, the bad, the ugly, but mostly the ridiculously hilarious. It's all recapped in this daily segment at entertainmentwrapup.com. Have a laugh at the expense of the rich and famous when they take themselves way too seriously. It's 3 minutes of time-wasting fun at entertainmentwrapup.com. Check out Entertainment Wrap-Up at entertainmentwrapup.com. Brought to you by Speak Free Books.
Well, she's our favorite Big Brother veteran, Rachel Riley, once again joining us on the line to talk about BB19. Hey, girl.
How are you guys doing? I'm so excited.
Well, you know, there's so much to talk about. And let's sum up the finalists, though. Do you think Paul is going to win this year? Is it his season?
It is BB season, Paul. It's funny that you say there's so much to talk about, because I feel like there's so much to talk about nothing. Because it's like, okay, Paul did another thing. Okay, Paul did another thing. It's like literally BB season, Paul. I mean, no hashtag BB19, it's hashtag BB season, Paul.
But it's strange, though. Like, they realized the whole friendship thing didn't work for him last season. So, do they really think that he's going to try the exact same game this season? Like, I don't know. It's very strange.
These house guests are half starstruck, half, like, I mean, I know Dan has a miss, so I don't know what Paul has, but, like, he has, like, the hiss, I guess. He's a snake. I don't know. The viper, the venom, what do you want to call it? But, you know, that's what he's like bitten them all with this like minion juice, and they all think they are his like number two. And so I think what's going on here is that it's not the friendship, it's the number two. Like, they just want, they're like competing with the other house guests to see who is Paul's real number two. It's not about $500,000, it's about who can be Paul's best friend.
Right. Yeah. I don't know. Okay, so thoughts on Christmas. Weird that she hasn't been able to play in most of the games, but was able to determine someone's fate on Thursday. That's really weird.
I love it. I love this. This is hilarious. So this Christmas is hilarious. I mean, her name's Christmas. She puts a great, spin on the game. And it's just, watching her, it's like, man, I don't know where she thinks, like, where in her brain she is putting these synapses together that's connecting, saying, like, hey, I'm really great at this game. I'm, you know, a number one player. Because you see by her reactions in these competitions that she thinks she's making these moves, calling the shots, and, like, you know, it's, like, hashtag delusional at, you know, Christmas. Like, I don't get it. I mean, I will make a really bad pun, you know. It's Christmas time, but she's probably just going to get some coal in her stocking this year. I just think it's funny because, really in the end, Christmas is really just, you know, she really thinks she's playing this amazing game. And I think she doesn't realize that Paul has been controlling every single move that she's done.
Okay, so this is funny because you use the word delusional, and during Thursday night's episode, when Raven, if you saw in the jury house, said that she was the puppet master, and I tweeted, Raven the puppet master coming to a delusion near you. So I think the Christmas and Raven both have the same complex.
Yes, you know, it's so, I mean, Raven, it's this season too. Same thing. She is so delusional. That is the perfect tweet for it, like, coming to a delusion near you, because Raven, like, really thinks, first of all, that her and Paul were Matt, Paul, and Raven final three when they were the first two out of his little final three group. Then she thinks that she was the puppet master. She knew what was going on the whole time, and she was okay with it. You know, like, oh, yeah, sure, get my boyfriend out, whatever you need to do. But, like, I just don't know. Like, this whole season, Raven has been confused. I think she told so many lies. She's confused about, like, you know, what is the actual truth in this whole situation.
You have to chime in on Josh. Do you think in real life he is this much of a loose cannon?
Not, you know, it's so funny because in the beginning of the season, I hated watching him. I think we all did, right? Like, we were like, oh, get Josh off our screens. Like, send him home. He's so annoying. He's so immature. He's so, you know, banging pots and pans. Like, like something. So I think that's where we're all kind of like, you know, getting into the Josh vibe right now. But yeah, I do agree that I don't think he's this much of a loose cannon crier in real life. I think he's confused with the game. He's trying to play a good game. He doesn't want to go against Paul. I mean, it got him this far, so I guess he's played like a decent, you know, third place game, but I think that's where he's going to end up.
The season has been controversial with things like throwing condiments in faces and, as you said, banging the pots and pans. You probably heard about the whole talking about raping a wife thing and then slapping in the face. I want to know, you've been on the show, you've spent a lot of time in the house. When does production step in? When does Big Brother go and say, hey, that's enough?
I mean, we never had anything like that on either one of my seasons. So I think, like, you know, the thing is, like, on my seasons, people said stupid things, but you know what? I'm friends with them after the show. You're in that house and it poisons your brain, especially when you're not friends with someone, and especially when you're against them. And I know I'm not making excuses for them, but I will say that, like, someone said on my season they were going to punch my belly to try to kill a baby if I was pregnant. And then on my first season, you know, someone else said a comment about pulling a baby out of my belly to get rid of it before the Brentals breed or something. Like, just, like, really bad things. But then, you know, I forgave them. And the thing is, like, people get into these mind frames on this show, and it's the worst part of human behavior. But that's what it is. It's human behavior, and I'm not making excuses for what was said. Like, those things should never be thought. They should never be said. But for some reason, when you're in that situation, people say vile and disgusting things in that house. And I don't think production is, I don't think they consider themselves responsible for it, and I don't think they are. I think that they should kind of be like, hey guys, you know, like, knock it off or stop that. But what, I mean, you
yeah,
know,
yeah.
That's, I guess, like, the real world.
So in terms of production, I need to know, is there a sign in the diary room that says, scream at the camera?
Uh-huh. And every season you have your, like, people that are more normal. And it's usually, like, the first season you go in and you're like, oh my god, I'm so excited, I'm HOH! And then your second season, you're like, oh my god, I'm so embarrassed because last season I was screaming at the camera and it came off as screaming at the camera. And they say more energy, and the whole time you're just thinking, like, I'm giving more energy, but really you're just screaming at the camera.
We've got about 2 minutes, so we've got to go through this stuff quickly. Who's been your favorite couple this season?
I really like Cody and Jessica. I was really sad we didn't get to see it blossom or see what would have happened with them. I think they seemed very real and very legit. And then I also liked Elena and Mark and Jury House. They seemed cute. You know, I think that they seemed like they were getting along really well. They were all cuddly up, and I liked them. So I think that it's not like a one couple. I think both of the couples were cute. No, Matt and Raven, they're just, God, please get them off my TV.
I know. I was always expecting Matt to try to tell me about Trivago.
Oh my God, he totally does look like the Trivago guy. You're so right. I never thought about that. I look like the Trivago guy. You know, Matt is a very good-looking man, but, like, he is dumb. I mean, he is just, God bless him. Like, thank goodness he's pretty, but he is just dumb.
Yeah. Not smart and hot like your man, right?
No, not smart and hot like my man. He is just, I mean, like, I swear, like, they could have just, every time the camera panned to him, it should have just been crickets. That's what's going on in his brain.
Well, that and when Cody talks as well. Finally then, if you could team up, or actually two questions, if you could team up with anybody in the house, who would it be?
I would have worked with Mark and Dominique and probably Elena, maybe, I'm not sure, but Cody and Jessica I would have worked with. And then at this point in the season, I mean, you guys are going to hate me, but I would work with Josh. You know, like, I think that if I could team up with Josh, I would have to pull him away from Christmas, but I think I could do it. I think I could pull him away from Christmas, and me and him could go head-to-head against Christmas and Paul, which, by the way, that would be easy.
Oh, my God, yeah, okay, all right. So, you know, we're... We're late already, but I need to know the lowdown on your family. The kid, the dog, the husband. Go.
Okay, the husband is a doctor now. Yay! The kid is amazing. She's beautiful. Follow her on Instagram or me. You see all our pictures at Rachel Riley Villegas. The dog, perfect. Same thing at Rachel Riley Villegas. We always post pictures. We're happy family. Bought our first home. You know, doing what we can do.
All right. Well, Rachel Riley, again, thanks. Always great chatting with you.
Thank you. We had so much fun. I was always great to talk to you, too. Have a great day.
Thanks, you too. Bye now.